CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced that China will provide $2 billion to support South-South cooperation at the UN Sustainable Development Summit on Saturday. Xi Jinping says China will also do its best to raise its investment in the least developed countries to $12 billion by 2030. President Xi calls for an equitable, open, all-round, and innovation-driven development path, stressing that no country should be left behind. The Chinese president also forwarded a four-point proposal on global development. This holds that all countries should enhance their development capacity, improve the environment for development, optimize the development partnership between rich and poor countries, and strengthen coordination mechanisms for development. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stressed China's responsibilities regarding enhancing South-South cooperation. He made the comments while hosting a high-level roundtable on South-South cooperation with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on the sidelines of the UN Sustainable Development Summit. President Xi says developing countries need to share with each other their successful experience of governance and create a pattern of cooperation whereby they can draw on each other's strengths. For his part, Ban Ki-moon says China is a leader in advancing South-South cooperation. He also expresses his gratitude for China's generous support and strong commitments, saying these will go a long way to address the needs of the poor and most vulnerable. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced on Saturday more than $25 billion in commitments to helping end preventable deaths of women, children, and adolescents by 2030. Ban made the announcement at a launch event on the Global Strategy for Women's, Children's, and Adolescents' Health. The commitments are expected to grow significantly in the coming years, including new policies and groundbreaking partnerships from 40 countries and over 100 international organizations, philanthropic foundations, UN agencies, civil society, and the private sector. French Foreign Ministry says France hailed the China-U.S. joint presidential statement on climate change signed during Chinese President Xi Jinping's state visit to the United States. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has pointed out that the joint announcement sends a strong signal about the commitment of both countries to fight against climate change. Fabius welcomes in particular the attention paid by the China-U.S. joint statement to countries developing low-carbon economies. The French minister also described China's plan to launch a national emissions trading system in 2017 and the U.S. steps to further regulation of emissions in energy and transport sectors as concrete accelerating actions. According to the top French diplomat, the China-U.S. joint announcement will contribute to mobilizing all the concerning parties for achieving the success of the Paris Climate Conference to be held 2 months later. Top Chinese political adviser Yu Zhengsheng has held a central government delegation to visit Kashgar, northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region on Saturday, ahead of the 60th anniversary of the founding of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Yu met with local officials, representatives of people from all walks of life, sending support to Xinjiang and graduates working in township governments. Yu stresses that long-term stability is the main goal for the region, calling for efforts to boost the local economy, increase employment, raise people's living standards, and consolidate ethnic unity. Yu Zhengsheng vows to maintain high pressure to fight terrorism and safeguard local people's peaceful lives. Zhou Benxuan, former party chief of North China's Hebei province, has been dismissed from his post as deputy to the National People's Congress. The Standing Committee of the Hebei Provincial People's Congress passed the resolution on Zhou's dismissal at a meeting on Friday, according to a committee statement Saturday. Zhou was removed from his post as party chief of Hebei in July after the CPC Central Commission for Discipline Inspection announced they had put him under investigation for suspected severe violation of discipline and law. Over the weekend, Russia has released Estonian Internal Security Service official Esdon Kover, who has been held in the country for 13 months. Last month, Kover was sentenced to 15 years in prison for alleged espionage, carrying illegal firearms, and illegally crossing the border. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.